Linda, my suspicion is that there may be something there. I'm not so sure that it's matching to, let's say, the next vial coming, but I know that whenever I work on the lab with these things, the amount of radiated power and perceived power of the consonant on the part of listeners is considerable whenever you see those little glowy places in the spike of the noise, which I can move around by varying my articulators. And I suspect that it's not so much matching the format, although this would be an interesting place for Ingo to go with what he said in that incredible opening paper. Is there any connection here? Do they learn to habituate that so that that line runs?
How high up in the frequency spectrum are you looking at your consonants?
Okay, I generally look up around 15, 16K.
Yeah, because you need to be looking at 15 to 16.
Yeah, because Don Miller and I had this argument a long time ago about I want my students to see, because quite often, especially on fricatives, the real interesting stuff is happening way up there. And you know, all those little shadowy things going on do make a big difference. And I loved that paper today that was saying.
Right. Good paper. Thanks.
We're running out of time here. Okay, 30 seconds. My own.